The world beats.
These are the sounds that keep it spinning.
The continuing story of today's global music.
Welcome to World Beat Canada.
I was researching the mechanics of Donald Trump's hair. Not that there is quantum physics involved or anything earth-shattering. It's more like bridge building, a great feat of follicle engineering. And even though I've seen his mug in the news every day for more than a year, it still leaves me shaking my own head. True confessions, I started going bald in my 20s and I know a thing or two about hair cover-ups. For decades, I would rotate a fine collection of hats and caps and do-rags when I was out in public. Let's call that my Elton John phase. But even Sir Elton eventually got hair plugs, and he's had a pate of the good stuff ever since. Captain Bonespurs probably didn't have the stomach for the prolonged procedure of surgically implanting tiny clumps of his hair into the bare spots, so according to the Washington Post, he opted for scalp reduction surgery. Basically, the surgeon stretches and clumps the fuzzy bits from the side and back of your head onto your crown. That leaves the back of your head clean as the back of your neck because that's where it used to be, soft and dippolated like a baby's bottom. That's what we were seeing in that unfortunate footage of him boarding a plane when the wind parted the back of his hair like the Red Sea. His daughter Ivanka regularly jokes about his hair. She's probably the only person who can, without being fired, that is. She says the routine includes a blonde just for men hair color, which gets blonder the longer you leave it in. Natch POTUS doesn't have the patience, which is why he's orange on top. Then comes the great deception, which he's very good at. The overly long side and top hairs are combed to the rear, meeting in the middle at the back, and affixed with massive amounts of industrial strength hairspray. And voila, the masterful onion loaf that baffles and rankles the world. I eventually gave in to my own baldness and embraced my inner Jean-Luc Picard, shaving it down to the wood. And I would tell Spanky Donnie that it's liberating. I wish he'd give it a shot. It would be the most honest thing he's done in his life. I'm Cal Coates. Speaking of cool cover-ups for your male pattern baldness, try this on for size. The Turbans. Oh, so styling. It's Cinco Moy, another debut just for you from World Beat Canada. Thank you.
deixa a gente mole. Quando se canta, todo mundo bole. Quando se canta, todo mundo bole. Samba é minha terra, deixa a gente mole. Quando se canta, todo mundo bole. Quando se canta, todo mundo bole. Eu nasci com o samba e no samba me criei. Do danado do samba, nunca me separei. Eu nasci com o samba e no samba me criei. E do danado do samba, nunca me separei. O samba é minha terra, deixa a gente mole. Quando se canta, todo mundo bole. Quando se canta, todo mundo bole. O samba é minha terra, deixa a gente mole. Quando se canta, todo mundo bole. Quando se canta, todo mundo bole. Não gosta de samba, bom sujeito não é. Ou é ruim da cabeça, ou doente do pé. Bom sujeito não é. Ou é ruim da cabeça, ou doente do pé. Deixa a gente mole. Quando se canta, todo mundo bole. Quando se canta, todo mundo bole. Samba é minha terra, deixa a gente mole. Quando se canta, todo mundo bole. Quando se canta, todo mundo bole. Sur le rythme commence à sentir vivre leurs pieds. En entendant la samba, même les rêves à joie vont danser car la samba ne leur laisse pas le choix. Au samba de minha terra, deixa a gente mole. Quando se canta, todo mundo bole. Quando se canta, todo mundo bole. Samba na minha terra, deixa a gente mole. Quando se canta, todo mundo bole. Quando se canta, todo mundo bole.
Leo, she's a Belgian singer and actress who was a pop icon in France and Belgium in the 1980s, and she's back with an authentic samba sound from a new Cram disc album called Leo Leo. The Turbans before that, we're really anticipating the release of that disc a little bit later this month. You got your early taste of Cinco Moy. They are a band of nomads steeped in North African and Roma and rock, and they have a new self-titled release coming up on 6 Degrees. Speaking of new releases, Astrocolor are from overseas in Victoria, British Columbia. Their third album is called Astrocolor 3. Fair enough. A Light Goes Out featuring Cuba Ohms on World Beat Canada Radio.
the beat in your own backyard.
Beat, check out the vibe
of World Beat Live.
World Beats are blooming for April. Ela Bamba and special guest Parlor Panther come to the illustrious Wise Hall at 1882 Adnack Street at Victoria. This is a presentation of The Rickshaw. That's on Thursday, April 19th. Stoked after their Juno Award nomination, Five Alarm Funk are going to raise the roof of the Commodore Ballroom on Friday, April 20th, with special guest DJ Shub. April 26th through 29th marks the return of the Vancouver World Music Festival. I'm looking forward to this. Most of the shows at the Imperial, one of the best-sounding rooms in the city, featuring Las Cafeteras from L.A., the Boom Booms, Locarno, Zimbamoto, Calle Verde, Cutapira, Minghua, Bloco Energia, lots of great music. That's the Vancouver World Music Festival, April 26th through 29th. Same dates, different tastes. April 26th through 28th is the 12th annual April in Paris Gypsy Jazz Festival, a big celebration of the music of Django Reinhardt and more. That's at the St. James Hall, 3214 West 10th Avenue, a Rogue Folk presentation. Find out more at roguefolk.bc.ca. Missed any of that? Not to worry. Check out our big, bold, beautiful listings under the events tab at worldbeatcanada.com. Write to us if you'd like us to send you our weekly e-blast, which has the full concert listings along with all the new content that's up at worldbeatcanada.com, your one-stop resource for all things contemporary global music. And you can do so at the contacts page, worldbeatcanada.com. This program takes to the air at 98.3 Roundhouse Radio, CIRH Radio, roundhouseradio.com. New Kinney Star is straight ahead. Gotta do something. This is World Beat Canada. I'm Cal Cote.
Something now. You know I've been so tired since I walked through. Never run with scissors. Always put on clean underwear. Never, ever put anything but the best between your ears. Good for body and soul.
This is World Beat Canada Radio.
Killer!
Criminal. Un homenaje sincero para la tierra que yo quiero. Aunque si no esté presente en la tierra de la durmiente, yo siempre tendré presente tu cultura contundente, que la conozca el pueblo. El oro en la lora.
Electro, cumbia, and chicha psych are the two biggest movements in contemporary Latin music. This is a great slice of electro cumbia from Italy, care of the same people that brought us Fille di Madre Ignota. And they are a trio. They call themselves Cacao Mental. We've really been enjoying this album. Kenny Starr before that from a forthcoming album called Feed the Fire. Once again, you get to hear it first right here on World Beat Canada. That was Gotta Do Something. A duo consisting of a Ghanaian-Swiss singer and a Finnish musician put together their collective imaginations in a song for womankind. It's called Made of Love.
Thank you. rabies. Italian, American, Chile, Korean, Somali, Estonian, Czech, Lebanese, Sri Lanka, Romanian, China, Latvian, Burundi, Tunisian, French, Taiwanese.
Atmospheres from Oi, Made of Love. Time for your touch of the familiar, and it's a surprisingly relaxed chill out of Adventure's surf guitar classic. Have a listen to what Sean Lee's incredible tabla band does with Pipeline. Your touch of the familiar from World Beat Canada.
Thank you.
one pipeline at least I'm down with. That is the Ventures Pipeline, as interpreted by Sean Lee's incredible tablet band. Anti-Ballast are back with Where the Gods Are at Peace. And we've got a gold rush headed your way next on World Beat Canada. Good to have you along. I'm Cal Cook.
Yeah, Yes, greetings. This is Winston and Bryden, a.k.a. Burning Spear, on World Beat Canada Radio.
Brings the rest of the world into the conscious reggae. That is Free Man, the title track from his album. The last time I spoke with him a couple of years back, he said that his touring days were over, but he was going to do what the Beatles did and just hang out in the studio and keep making great music. You can't take that out of a person who's been doing it for that long. Brooklyn 17-piece Afrobeat Ambassadors Anti-Ballast from their latest release, Where the Gods Are at Peace, and the story of the Gold Rush. Here's something kind of different from an album called Uncommon Good from Montreal band Busty and the Bass. From Free Man to Free Shoes, another debut on World Beat Canada. Glad you could join us for this wild ride on the global side and otherwise. Music from Busty and the Bass, Free Shoes. Some Afrofuture soul from Spoke Matombo's trio. Batuk from South Africa is standing by, along with Peter Joseph Birch and the King Tide from Kings Beach, California. You've discovered beats without borders or boundaries. It's World Beat Canada. I'm Cal Cote. We'll be right back.
the dancer, tune the bouncer, and we roll. Got that whole club jumping like a kangaroo. On the trampoline, bouncing off the gasoline. Ricky Gold, Biggie, cut the rough, gangrene. Guillotine, chop. Damn, that move was mean. I've been busting that dip since I turned 14. It's in my jeans, in my denim, in my DNA. And that's real, you can't clone or replicate. Hey, hey.
Sweat on my body, hips on the flow.
Drift it away. Ooh, your dream is inside a bigger dream, but oh, maybe today you'll find your way back to the sea. I was dreaming away. I was dreaming, I was dreaming away. I was dreaming, I was dreaming away.
An interesting backstory, Peter Joseph Burt. He studied music in Africa and then came back to the USA, where he resides in Kings Beach, California. His band is appropriately named The King Tide. That was Ghost Posting Letters. And you can definitely hear the township in that particular track. Soul Jazz Orchestra get our last sound with Oublier pour un jour, or Forget for a Day. Tomorrow it'll be right where you left it, undoubtedly. Our last word goes to sax man David Sanborn, who says, music is an expression of individuality. It's how you see the world. All art is, for that matter. You take how you experience the world, interpret it, and send it out there. Express it, whether it's sculpture, dance, or singing.
Oh,
Communications.